Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
It's 5 o'clock. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, a planned hike in fuel prices from the end of October may not now go ahead. A 63-year-old Derry man has been sentenced to 8 years in prison for indecent assault. Gardaí say they want to be able to do a better job at policing, but internal systems won't let them. It comes as the result of a ballot in a vote of no confidence in the Gardaí commissioner is due tomorrow. Meanwhile, Gardaí are set to start wearing body cameras next year as part of a pilot scheme. And the chair of the RSA says people have lost the plot when it comes to speeding. Later in the bulletin, Oisín's here with sports news. That's coming up at 5:15. But we begin with confirmation from the Finance Minister, Michael McGrath, that the government is looking again at plans to increase excise duty on fuels. The price of fuel is set to go up 8 cents a litre for petrol and 6 cent for diesel at the end of October. However, Minister Michael McGrath says as international fuel prices rise, the government may change that situation.
So at the moment, the legal position is that it goes ahead at the end of October, but we have flagged that we will consider that issue again in the budget. I'm very conscious of where prices are at this point in time.
Former Letterkenny Mayor and Town Councillor Damien Blake has died after an illness. He was 41. Mr Blake was elected onto the Town Council in 2004, serving a 5-year term. In 2005, he was elected Mayor of Letterkenny. Mr Blake was an IT professional and spent several years working for Google. He was also a part-time lecturer at the then Letterkenny Institute of Technology. A 63-year-old Derry man has been sentenced to 8 years in prison for indecent assault. Police say the actions of the man have robbed the victim of her childhood. With more detail, here's Michaela Clark.
The man, who cannot be named to protect the victim's identity, was sentenced at Derry Magistrates Court to 8 years, placed on the Sex Offenders Register indefinitely, and will be subjected to an SOPO for 15 years. The victim has thanked the judge for recognising the serious nature of the offences and reflecting that in the sentence handed down. Detective Constable Wright, meanwhile, has commended the victim's bravery and courage and says the man's sickening actions robbed her of her childhood. The Detective Constable says police remain committed to investigating all reports of sexual offences against children and young people. Anyone who has ever experienced or witnessed any form of sexual abuse is urged to contact police on 101.
Gardaí say they want to be able to do a better job at policing, but internal systems won't let them. The Garda Representative Association is making the claims as votes are counted on its ballot of no confidence in Commissioner Drew Harris. The results of that ballot will be known tomorrow. Donegal-based GRA President Brendan O'Connor says members are frustrated with bureaucracy.
We're actually asking to be more productive. We're asking to be allowed to do our job. We're asking to do what the public want to do, and the internal systems are stopping us from performing to our best. So it's a very unique situation, we believe.
Gardaí are to start using body-worn cameras next year as part of a pilot scheme. All frontline Gardaí are set to wear a small camera on their chest, which they can switch on for a particular incident. That'll display a red light and capture audio and video. The head of digital services with An Gardaí Síochána, Tim Willoughby, says they intend to carry out the trials in both urban and rural areas.
The plan is to do a pilot, I suppose, in the large urban areas, and also in some rural areas to get a sense of the different policing activities. You know, we do them in smaller areas to get a sense of how it would work there and what it would feel like in the small station. And then in some of the larger, big urban areas where you get maybe different sort of policing, different and bigger, larger station.
The chair of the Road Safety Authority claims people have lost the plot when it comes to speeding. It comes as the RSA launches its Vision Zero campaign to achieve no deaths on Irish roads by the year 2050. With more detail, here's Sheila Nocton.
The full title of today's initiative launch is Who Was Mary Ward? Vision Zero. It has taken its name from the first person in the world to be killed in a road traffic incident, Mary Ward, who died in County Offaly in 1869. As of yesterday, the number of people killed in Irish roads this year sits at 130. The campaign this morning calls on the public to work together to see the last road death in Ireland by 2050. Liz O'Donnell, chair of the RSA, feels the target, while ambitious, is possible.
In 2006, when the Road Safety Authority was formed, the numbers of people dying on our roads were 365. Then by 2018, we reduced that to 135. So that was a two-thirds decrease. So we can do it. It's only in the last 2 years that people have lost the plot when it comes to speeding.
Jane Humphreys is the Chief Superintendent at the National Roads Policing Unit and says all road users' attitudes towards speed control measures need to change.
If Gardaí stop you for speeding, don't be thinking, have you nothing else better to be doing with your time? Because those Gardaí do not want to be going to the door of somebody who's just been killed or seriously injured in a road traffic accident and tell their family that they're not coming home.
The scheme comes under the government's Road Safety Strategy 2021 to 2030. Sheila Nocton at the Vision Zero launch, Dublin City Centre.
The Cathaoirleach of Donegal County Council says there should be a mechanism for local authorities to ask On Board Pleanála for progress reports on stalled housing applications. Councillor Martin Harley says at a time when there is a housing crisis both locally and nationally, some applications for residential developments can be held up for very long periods. He's highlighted one proposal for the construction of 24 houses in an area of the Lifford Stranorra Municipal District which has been held up for more than 9 months. Councillor Harley says those delays times must be reduced.
From what I've been told, it's up on nationally, it could be up on 70,000 units between houses and apartments that are tied up with On Board Pleanála in different places all around the country. Personally, I've got up a housing development of 24 units that's been sitting there now 8-9 months. Full planning was granted by the council, but then there was an objection. And for 20 euros, I can object to any development and then go to On Board Pleanála. So you're not trying to stop people objecting, but there has to be legitimate grounds for objecting. But if there are objections, it shouldn't take up to 8 to 9 months for it to be sorted out by On Board Pleanála. Now, whether they're understaffed or what is, I'm not sure, but it's definitely something that I'll be asking the Minister to look at. We have a housing crisis, as we hear every day in the media, and yet there's a lot of contractors out there that are willing to build houses, and they've been blocked.
Councillor Martin Harley. A motorcycle has been stolen in the Bridge End area of South Inishowen. The Yamaha motorcycle with a partial registration 98DL was taken from the rear of a property in the Bonham Main area while the homeowner was away between September 5th and yesterday. Anyone who saw any suspicious activity in the area is asked to contact Gardaí. Minister Charlie McConnellogue has sought a meeting of Donegal County Council's Defective Concrete Block Redress Committee as homeowners remain in limbo, awaiting approval for remediation works under the revised grant scheme. Minister McConnellogue has admitted that the approval process for transitioning homeowners onto the new scheme has been too slow. The council is currently transferring approximately 850 applications which have been granted remediation approval onto the revised scheme. Well, Minister McConnellogue is acknowledging that the delays must be addressed.
It's crucial now that we see the delays, unfortunately, that's been there in relation to homeowners, many of whom are waiting to start building, some of whom are in the middle of building, getting the approvals from the council to be able to transition to the new scheme and get paid under the new scheme. And it's going to be really important that on a cross-party basis, the councillors work with the council staff to make sure that whatever steps are taken and are necessary to get urgent approvals to homeowners happens.
A woman has been left badly shaken after an armed robbery in Derry last night. At around 8:10, a masked man entered a shop in Moss Park brandishing a metal tool. As he attempted to get behind the counter, a female customer attempted to stop him before the man jumped over the counter, grabbed an item and ran away. The suspect wore a green hooded top with the top pulled up, black trousers and dark shoes. His face was fully covered with a black mask. Police say this was a brazen act that was distressing and shocking for those impacted, and they're appealing for information. Investigations are underway after a man was attacked by two others in the Donegal Road area of Ballybofey. The men fled the scene on foot following the assault. It happened close to the Mulrines factory on Saturday night last between 11:25 and 11:30. The injured man was taken to Letterkenny University Hospital for treatment for non-life-threatening injuries. Gardaí are appealing to anyone with information or with dash cam footage to come forward. Gardaí have issued a fresh appeal for information after a woman was seriously injured when a car struck an outdoor seating area at a bar in Donegal Town on Wednesday last. It happened on Tyrconnell Street at around 7:50. A woman in her 60s was taken to Letterkenny University Hospital for treatment for serious injuries. Two others, a man and a woman also in their 60s, were hospitalised with less serious injuries. Gardaí Gráinne Doherty says they're particularly keen to speak to anyone who may have dashcam footage.
Gardaí and emergency services attended the scene of a serious road traffic collision. This happened in Donegal Town on the evening of Wednesday, the 6th of September. In and around 7:50pm, a car struck an outdoor seated area at a licensed premises there on Tyrconnell Street. So one lady aged in her 60s was taken to Letterkenny University Hospital to be treated for serious injuries. A man and a woman also in their 60s were taken to Letterkenny University Hospital. They were treated for injuries believed to be non-life-threatening. So our investigations are ongoing. Gardaí are appealing to anybody who may have witnessed this incident to come forward to speak to them. Anybody who is travelling in that area off Tyrconnell Street, Donegal Town, between 7:30pm and 8:30pm, and if they have dash cam footage, they're asked to make that available to Gardaí. Anybody with any relevant information is asked to contact Ballyshannon Gardaí on 071-985-8530, the Garda Confidential line on 1800 666 111, or any Garda station.
The outcome of a public consultation on parking charges in Buncrana is due to be delivered on October 2nd. There was a significant backlash to plans to scrap 30 minutes free parking on the main street, with businesses starting a petition which garnered hundreds of signatures. Councillor Jack Murray is confident that the proposal to abolish the free parking will be overturned.
I'm willing to wait to see the report when all the responses are collated. I would be absolutely stunned if that report doesn't show anything but overwhelming opposition to the abolition of the half-hour free parking in Buncrana. Half-hour free parking is absolutely essential for the small businesses to keep the main street alive. And I would hope now, given the huge feedback, and I would commend the businesses for gathering the petition, over 100 people who work in local businesses on the main street signed a petition in opposition to this. I hope that will now serve as a wake-up call and this idea can be put to bed now, and we will maintain our half-hour free parking to protect Buncrana and all the businesses and employers along the main street.
And it is indeed important for people travelling to Buncrana. They know they have that half-hour gap.
It's encouraging when people come up the main street that they have that half-hour grace period that they can come in. What I've always argued is that Buncrana is a tourist town. It's a summer town where people come to the beach. If you're taking your child up the main street to buy an ice cream, if you don't have your 50 cents lying by the handbrake, or you're not savvy with your phone, then you're more likely to drive on to one of the larger supermarkets to buy that ice cream rather than parking on our main street. Likewise, if we encourage people to park longer, then they could park in front of our newsagents and hold them up. And again, that will disadvantage the small businesses that rely on the people popping in for a couple of minutes and moving on. So I think the decision, when it was made, was a wise one to introduce the half-hour parking charges. The businesses welcome it. The businesses say they rely on it. So I think those ratepayers who fund the county council through their rates have made their voices well known in this, and we should listen to them.
And that was Councillor Jack Murray there speaking to Michaela Clark. It's 30 minutes past five, time for a short break. Sport with Oisin after these.
Sheridan Security, now introducing Zero Wire smart alarm systems. Zero wire, zero mess, and a real peace of mind. With a simple press of a button, your alarm can be set or unset, or download the free app and control it from your phone. Call us today on 074 912 6025 and get your alarm from €299. Stay local, stay safe, and protect what you value most with Sheridan Security Systems.
Amazing news! The Aer Lingus September sale is now on. And with up to 30% off flights across Europe and the UK, you can fly to some pretty amazing destinations like London, Amsterdam, Malaga and more. The Aer Lingus September sale. Fly to destinations across Europe and the UK with up to 30% off flights. Find your next holiday spot and book now on aerlingus.com. Sale ends September 18th. T's and C's apply. Travel October 1st, 2023 to March 13th, 2024.
The Tip O'Neill Irish Diaspora Awards are back for 2023, presented by Donegal County Council. The event will take place on Saturday, September 16th at the Inishowen Gateway Hotel in Buncrana. This year's awards will recognise the contribution of Professor William C. Campbell, Caroline McLaughlin and John T. Fries in their chosen fields. Secure your tickets now through Eventbrite and join us for a fantastic night of track August Call.
Transform your home with a visit to McGinley's Furniture Letterkenny, located at the Port Link Business Park just off the Port Road. You'll find a huge selection of top quality suites, beds and mattresses, also slide robes and custom made dining and occasional furniture, with prices to suit every budget. See the great choice for yourself at our showroom, McGinley's Furniture, Port Link Business Park, Port Road, Letterkenny. Click mcginleysfurniture.com.
Tá cuaram lia leachtóirí siar an aisce ar fálinis do ní smúdaoine an éirin. Mar thoradh ar sin, déta bheith d'idir cárta cuairte doctora de réir tástála le achuine, ag brathair de chuntí pearsanta agus ar de incam agus de chostasí, cosú le cíos nó margáiste agus costais chuaram lenaí. Chun tuile óla sé áil nó chun iarratta sa dhéanamh ar cárta cuairte doctora, téad go dtí hse.ie/gpvisitcards. Tionscnamh de chuid rialtas na héireann.
Be prepared for training and match day with kit and other essentials from all the top names at Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, sponsors of Sport on Highland. See michaelmurphysports.ie.
Approaching 16 minutes past five. Good evening, Oisín Kelly.
Thanks, Donal. We're going to start with rugby, and Jack Conan remains Ireland's chief injury concern ahead of Saturday's World Cup meeting with Tonga. The Leinster back row didn't train with the rest of the squad today in Tours as he recovers from a foot injury. Dan Sheehan and Dave Kilcoyne were both involved in today's on-field session, having missed the win over Romania. Meanwhile, France, of course, are preparing for a game against Uruguay on Thursday, and head coach Fabien Galthia has made a dozen changes for that fixture. Antoine Dupont is among those rested, with his place at scrum half going to Maximum Luko. Anthony Jolinch captains the team from number 8, making his first appearance since the Six Nations. Well, England flanker Tom Curry will miss their next two pool matches at the competition. He was red carded for making contact with the head of Argentinian fullback Juan Cruz Malia on Saturday. Curry was handed a 6-week suspension, which was halved based on mitigating factors. He'll miss England's Pool D games with Japan and Chile, but will be free to play against Samoa, provided he completes tackling school. In tennis, former Wimbledon French Open champion Samoa Halep has been banned from the sport for 4 years. She's been punished for testing positive for a banned substance at last year's US Open and for irregularities in her biological passport. Halep contested that she had taken a contaminated supplement, but a tribunal found that could not have accounted for the levels of the substance in her sample. Her ban is backdated to October of last year, meaning the 31-year-old won't be free to play again until October 2016. On the international front, England's FA are reportedly unwilling to give Lee Carsley up without a fight. The current England under 21 manager has been frequently spoken of as a candidate to replace Stephen Kenny as Republic of Ireland boss. Carsley has a rolling 1-year contract with the English FA and led them to the Euro under 21 title during the summer. Well, Republic of Ireland under 21 boss Jim Crawford is expected to make several changes for tonight's European qualifier against San Marino. Ireland opened their Group A campaign last weekend against Turkey with a 3-2 win. That was on Friday. Scott Sinclair will be available for the game. The Queen's Park Rangers forward joined back up with the squad yesterday after making a senior debut on Sunday. Kickoff at Turner's Cross is at 7:30. Elsewhere in the group, Norway host Latvia and Turkey meet Italy. And at senior level, Scotland host England in a friendly at Hampden Park. That game starts at 7:45. Premier League club Everton is reportedly close to being taken over by American investment company 777 Partners. The organisation, which already has football clubs including Hertha Berlin and Sevilla within its portfolio, has held talks with current majority shareholder Farhad Moshiri. Football finance expert Kieran Maguire says substantial testing will be needed before a deal can be completed.
It's got around about $12 billion worth of assets, so it can certainly afford to buy Everton, but I think the Premier League will be trying to pull back the curtain to see where the funding has come from, because it's not made money historically from the football clubs under its control.
Longford Town boss Stephen Henderson says the relevant bodies need to deal with the alleged racist incident that occurred in Tralee on Friday night. His personal statement follows one from the club, which claimed they were extremely confident that alleged incident did not happen. A Kerry player claimed to have been racially abused during the scoreless draw between the sides, and the matter was referred to by the Gardaí. Finally, in American football, Aaron Rodgers will miss the rest of the NFL season with the New York Jets. An MRI has confirmed the quarterback tore his Achilles tendon just 4 plays into his New York Jets debut against the Buffalo Bills last night. And that's your sport for today, Donal. We'll be back with more tomorrow after the 8:30 news.
Thank you very much indeed, Oisin. Gardaí are urging anyone offered a caravan similar to one stolen from the Buncrana area to contact them. The white Adria Adora 532 caravan with a blue wave pattern was stolen from the Ballymacarry lower area between 7:30 on Thursday and 8:30 on Friday night last. Anyone with information on the whereabouts of the caravan or who may have been offered it for sale is urged to come forward. Meanwhile, Gardaí are appealing for information after 6 vintage milk churns were stolen in the early hours of Friday in Buncrana. A man's understood to have entered a property in Riverview Granshaw Road between 22 and 10 to 2, accompanied by another man. Before they made off with the milk churns, anyone who observed any vehicles or people on the move at the time is asked to contact Gardaí. Gardaí are urging dog owners in Donegal to keep them on a leash while out in public after a number of recent incidents. A woman was knocked to the ground by a dog while out for a walk in the Moville area recently. The dog scratched her and she required a tetanus shot. It was the second such incident reported. Garda Grainne Doherty is urging dog owners to be responsible.
One of the guards in Moville contacted me in relation to this. They've received a couple of reports in recent, very recent times in relation to this. So they received a very recent report from a lady. She'd been out for a walk in the Moville area. I think it's the Shore Walk area, mm-hmm. I think, that we're talking about here. Now, she came across a dog. The dog wasn't on a leash. The dog jumped on her, knocked her to the ground, really. She was scratched by the dog, and then she had to receive a tetanus shot. This is a second similar type of incident that was reported to local Gardaí in Moville within the last few weeks. So we just want to issue a reminder, just remind the public that under the 1986 Control of Dogs Act, all dog owners are obliged to have their dogs under effectual control. So it doesn't necessarily mean that they have to be kept on a leash. They don't have to be kept on a leash, but just keep them under your effectual control. Dog owners must be able to control their dogs at all times. So some dogs must, obviously, they have to be kept on a leash by law and wear a muzzle also when out in public. And some of these dogs include a Bull Mastiff, a Doberman Pinscher, English Bull Terrier and a German Shepherd, amongst others. So if you have a dog and you are able to control it, then that's well and good. But look, some dogs are very excitable and they approach people or other animals. And as we discussed there in relation to young children, sometimes may have a fear of dogs. It can cause considerable upset or fear. And, you know, if you feel that dog's doing no harm, you know, it is doing harm. If it's causing somebody else fear, it's causing harm. So it's certainly preferable to have your dog on a leash when you're out in public.
And that was Garda Grainne Doherty there. The Cathaoirleach of the Glenties Municipal District is urging people to wear life jackets when engaging in water activities. It emerged that a group of 5 kayakers, including a young child, were on the water in Dunfanaghy Bay at the weekend without life jackets. Councillor Michael McClafferty says incidents like that should not be happening.
If people are going out in the water, they need to have the proper equipment with them. For example, these people that are out in their kayaks in their family, no life jackets on. A small wave running at all had to come their way, would have possibly knocked them all over. In the water, mayhem occurred, a small child in process. God knows what kind of situation it could have been. And it was just appealing to people, if you're going out in the water, obviously come to the area, enjoy the area, everybody's welcome, local and visitors alike, but just please buy a life jacket or whatever relevant safety equipment you need. Don't want any more difficulty or tragedies either, when and where they can be averted.
Finally, the Environment Minister, Eamon Ryan, has announced almost €3 million to support climate action in Donegal, Galway, Mayo and Sligo. A climate action regional office is to be established to help strengthen the local response to climate challenges. With more details, here's Aidan Delaney.
Minister Eamon Ryan has entered a new agreement to provide €2.97 million to support the Climate Action Regional Office in the North West region over the next 6 years. The Atlantic Seaboard North Office will coordinate the delivery of climate action across the counties of Donegal, Galway, Mayo and Sligo. It's one of 4 offices across the country, with a total of €12 million being allocated for the period between 2023 and 2029. Mayo County Council is the lead local authority for the Atlantic Seaboard North Climate Action Office. The intention is for the councils in Donegal, Galway, Mayo and Sligo to work together to ensure that there's a more joined-up approach to responding to the climate crisis at a regional level. The office will help the councils deliver policies in areas such as transport, biodiversity and preventing coastal erosion.
Well, the forecast bright this evening with long spells of sunshine, just some isolated showers in moderate northerly winds. Tonight, rather cold with clear spells, some patches of mist and fog. Lowest overnight temperatures between 3 and 7 degrees Celsius in light and variable winds. A dry start tomorrow with mist or fog patches clearing, but cloud will thicken. Outbreaks of rain later in the morning will spread right across the region during the afternoon. Breezy tomorrow with southerly winds becoming fresh and gusty, increasing strong in coastal areas in the afternoon. Top temperatures on Wednesday, 13 to 15 degrees Celsius. Looking at the main stories this afternoon, the government is considering deferring a planned hike in fuel prices from the end of October. Excise is due to put 8 cents a litre up on a price of petrol and 6 cents up on a price of diesel. However, given the rising international fuel costs at the moment, Mr. Michael McGrath says that could be delayed. Former Letterkenny Town Councillor and Mayor Damien Blake has died after an illness. He was 41. He'd been elected to the Town Council in 2004 and became Mayor a year later. A 63-year-old Derry man's been sentenced to 8 years in prison for indecent assault. Police say the actions of the man robbed the victim of her childhood. And Gardaí want to be able to do a better job of policing, but say internal systems simply don't let them. The GRA is making the claims as votes are counted in the association's ballot of no confidence in Commissioner Drew Harris. The results of that ballot are due to be known tomorrow. And the chair of the Road Safety Authority claimed today that people have lost the plot when it comes to speeding over the course of the past 2 years. The RSA has launched its Vision Zero campaign, seeking to achieve zero deaths on Irish roads by the year 2050. The obituary notices for this Tuesday, the 12th of September. The death has taken place of Patricia Pat Kerr Letcher Kilmacrennan. Remains reposing at her home. Funeral service on Thursday afternoon at 1 o'clock in Letcher Presbyterian Church. Burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has taken place of Jimmy Coyle, 5 Courtrai Park, Strabane. Reposing at his home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 20 to 10 for Requiem Mass in the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in St Mary's Cemetery, Melmount. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Western Health and Social Care Trust, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The Requiem Mass can be viewed on mcnmedia.tv. The death has occurred of Sean Foody, 15 Main Street, Letterkenny. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Requiem Mass tomorrow morning in St. Judan's Cathedral, Letterkenny, at 11 o'clock. With burial afterwards in Conwell Cemetery. The funeral mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Donegal Hospice in memory of his late father, Jim. The death has occurred of Richard Finney, Letterkenny, Donegal. Richard's remains will repose at his in-law's residence, the Dlacans, in Lochnagein, Letterkenny, from 6 o'clock this evening until 10, and again tomorrow from 12 noon until 10. Funeral Mass will take place on Thursday in the Church of the Irish Martyrs at 10:30, followed by burial in Conwell Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to Pieta House, care of any family member, or Con MacDade, Funeral Director. For more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.